have survived a heart attack, gone into recovery, might be in intensive care, and then there's a certain amount of protocol there that may go into place in that aftercare after suffering a heart attack, and we'll get into that process in a moment. But first, coming back on Mohammed's text message, what is an option between stenting versus cardiac surgery in a double block in a major coronary artery?
For this, this is a very specific question, and we need to see the angiography, and we need to see and assess the extent of blockages, and then only we can decide which is a better option for this given situation, either bypass or stenting.
So explain what stenting and bypass is.
Bypass is a full surgery in which there is a heart is opened up, and then there are grafts are put to bypass the blocked segment. So this is a full-blown surgery. On the other hand, stenting is angioplasty, the repair of the blocked artery and putting up a metallic mesh there, which is done without operation. That is done through the catheterization process, what we call going to your heart artery from a leg artery, and then open that up.
Mm.
So this is a much simpler in terms and quicker recovery for the convenience of the patient. But in many cases, this may not be applicable, and a person may have to go for bypass surgery.
So when would these procedures be in place? Is this after somebody's had a heart attack, or has heart disease?
In either situation, somebody may not have suffered a heart attack, but we have already detected that he is having blockages, then we can offer this treatment. And somebody who has already suffered a heart attack, and then we assess him and then realize that he has multiple blockages, he needs some correction, he needs some kind of increase and reinforcement of the blood supply to the heart, then we can suggest it.
So in that recovery, a few days after suffering a heart attack, they're being assessed, they're being observed, and then what might be the avenue for that individual? I know there's many avenues they may go down to from there on in, but once having suffered a heart attack, is it the case that you might get to a point where you never have to see a medical professional again? You could be, you know, free to go, if you like, and you're okay, you're fit, and you don't need to worry about it, or what else could be in place?
I'm afraid this is not the scenario that you can be get off from medical professional altogether. But on the other hand, you need to be on optimal medical management for the future so as to avoid a second problem, and also to assess your coronary arteries for the extent and number of blockages and kind of geopardized or reduced blood supply to the heart muscle, and then maybe going for a kind of surgery or stenting or angioplasty. So it is a combination, but it is a constant follow-up for the life, I would say.
Mm. So would you be taking a medication for life?
There are some medications which are for the life, yes.
So what about something like angina? What's angina as opposed to having a heart attack?
Angina is like having chest pain on activities. So there is a blockage. This blockage does not reduce the blood supply in the resting situation, but when you start working, when you start walking, when you exert, then heart needs more blood supply, and because of the blockage, it cannot get enough blood supply. And that's the point when it starts getting pain. So you may have heard many people that when I climb the stairs, I get pain. That is angina. On the other hand, heart attack is a complete cutoff of one of the arteries at one point of time. So during that time, the heart muscle does not get any blood in that segment, and that is heart attack, which gives a constant pain for at least 15, 20 and more than that, 2 hours, 1 hour. And that is a situation which is actually an emergency.
And this is what people need to understand. It might not be that you ever suffer a heart attack, but you might suffer heart disease. And this can build up over years.
Yes.
Again, whether it's genetic, whether it's lifestyle, the way you're living your life, the food you're eating, the lack of exercise, whether you're smoking, all of those combinations of, of contributing factors and built over years can lead to a heart disease.
That's good.
And here, looking at my heart facts, heart disease kills people 45 to 65 years of age. That's the age bracket. And it's the major cause. 40% of premature death in middle-aged men is down to a heart disease. that's really sad because it is a premature death.
That's right.
And if that's your father, your son, your husband, it's tragic, isn't it? That's young. That's not old.
Yeah.
And you can lead a much longer life than that if you're leading a healthier lifestyle.
And very simple measures, not very difficult.
Going back to the text messages, we've got a few minutes left, so let's get to those. Treadmills, asking about treadmills. We were saying earlier about exercise and getting active. Is a treadmill safe for everyone to use? For example, if you're diabetic or hypertensive, have high cholesterol?
Treadmill is generally safe for everybody, but one needs to have a prior checkup, especially for the blood pressure. When you have high blood pressure, which is not controlled, we do not suggest to start full-blown or intense exercises until you have your blood pressure under control. And then it depends on other factors also. So make an assessment before you are a new starter of the new exercising program.
So if you haven't exercised for a long time, you're going back into exercise, particularly if you are carrying some weight, go and get checked out by a doctor first to make sure that your blood pressure and your heart and everything is okay. But don't let that put you off. And I think what's interesting about that question, it's suggesting that if you already have a condition, whether you're diabetic, have high cholesterol, that in a way it would put you off doing exercise. But even if you've had a heart attack, obviously at the right time and management and you've had the correct tests, it would be advisable to do some form of exercise, even if it's just gentle exercise.
Oh, almost always. This is a part of the process, you know. We always suggest to start the exercises. Although to everybody, either the healthy beginners or the persons who have suffered, to start in a phased and gradual manner. Don't put yourself into too much of stress in the beginning. So take up the program gradually and then carry it forward.
And Singh's asking here, I'm 54 years of age and 1.5 years back I had a complete checkup, TMT, all was okay. When should I go for another checkup? It's a good question, actually. We should highlight about ages. So Singh's at 54 years of age, 1.5 years ago had a full checkup, all was good.
I think 2 years should be a good time frame. For this gentleman above 50?
Yeah, so every 2 years.
Yes.
And those younger, so when would be, I think we may have mentioned this earlier, but just to highlight again, listening to this, thinking, well, I've never had a checkup. And you must have had a medical, but actually in that medical, did you have your blood pressure checked? What should you be highlighting as the important checkups to be having from what age?
If you see between 30 and 40, I would say fasting blood sugar, total cholesterols, blood pressure and weight. But after 40, I'll be doing more things like ECG, like treadmill testing and a complete lipid profile instead of only doing total cholesterol. So the things change according to age slightly.
And gender-wise, we mentioned there about men, but it is on the increase for women as well, heart disease, particularly after the menopause. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, premenopausal women are slightly protected, though not 100%. But after menopause, they have the same incidence as in males. So they need to be taken care of in the same sincerity as the as their counterpart males.
And any concerns at all, it's just worth going to your doctor and having a checkup.
Correct.
Dr. Brajesh Mittal, thank you so much for joining me today. Head of Cardiology at Medcare Hospital. People are asking for your contact details. You can go to the website medcarehospital.com and there's contact details there. But if you do have a pen handy, there's a telephone number 0440 79 100.